作为一代阴毒酷吏
，as a ruthless and cunning officer，
素有人间阎王之称的康生
，in the realm of the underworld， there is a place called Kancheng。
他的书画水平
，his painting and calligraphy skills，
近年来有被人过度拔高的态势。
In recent years, there has been a trend of excessive height measurement.
他的书画作品火爆。
His calligraphy and painting works are very popular.
各大拍卖市场名誉监视，可能有三种原因。
There are three possible reasons why a major auction market is likely to be held.
第一呢，是当代书画圈的作品。
The first is contemporary calligraphy and painting works
渐趋于低俗
becoming increasingly vulgar
浮躁
restlessness
缺乏有文化格调和文人气质的作品
lack of works with cultural sophistication and literary flair
而康生的书画呢
and the calligraphy and paintings of Kang Sheng
因为他身上有旧文人的癖好
Because he has a fondness for old literature
修养尚残存
The remaining resources are still available
一些晚清民国的遗风余脉作品中的文人趣味
Some of the literary tastes in late Qing dynasty and early republic of China
正是当代艺坛所匮乏的
This is exactly what the contemporary art scene lacks.
所以推崇他的作品呢，也是文化平衡心理的需求。
Therefore, appreciating his works is also a need for cultural balance psychology.
二是呢，从古代的秦。
Secondly, from ancient times.
蔡、颜、董等等所谓的坚定之流的艺术被平反以后。
After the steadfast artists like Cai Yan and others were exonerated,
正是康生等人的书画作品
It was precisely the calligraphy and paintings of Kang Sheng,
也是时代的必然
It is also a natural consequence of the times.
第三呢，就是囤积康生字画的人着急出货
Third, the people who hoard Kang Sheng calligraphy and paintings gather to sell them.
然后套现离场
Then exit with a cash out.
所以才标新立异，未奸翻案
Therefore, the new and innovative approach has been overturned.
甚至恬不知耻地把康生吹捧成上世纪最好的书法家。
Even more brazenly, they praise Kang as one of the best calligraphers of the last century.
真是有人敢捧。
There are people who dare to praise.
就有傻子敢信。康生。
There are also fools who dare to believe in Kang Sheng.
其人呢，在书画上自视甚高。
He was very proud of his calligraphy and painting.
号称书压郭沫若，画笔齐白石。
The famous calligrapher Guo Moyuo and the renowned calligrapher Zhar Shibai.
但你去仔细看看，吹牛的成分太大。
But take a closer look at the ingredients of the product, and you'll see that it's mostly hype.
他的书法呢，以章草为主。
His calligraphy mainly uses Chang calligraphy brush and Cao calligraphy ink.
隶篆行楷
Establish cursive. Establish regular script.
属于有功夫无境界，解体
Belonging to having the ability, but no level of understanding.
用笔章法布局没有什么变化
The layout of the writing style has not changed.
还是在传统里拉滚篆墨。
Instead of using traditional methods to draw with ink,
完全没有属于自己的气质和风度。
Completely lacking their own personality and style,
尚且属于磨习熟练阶段。
Still in the stage of mastering the basics,
没有上升到一家一格一天然的境界。
Without reaching a state of one-on-one naturalness,
没有把所练所学吸收
not absorbed the knowledge and skills learned.
消化成不见古人形貌的精神层面。
Digest into an invisible ancient form of spiritual dimension.
他的字虽然看似熟练、精致、美观。
Although his handwriting looks skillful, beautiful, and well-formed,
但基本上都是重复古人的技法面貌。
But basically, they all repeat the techniques and appearances of ancient methods.
比郭沫若先生的自然洒脱的个人风采还是有很大的区别的。
It is very different from the natural and casual personal style of Mr. Yuo Moryuo.
虽然郭先生的书法中才子气过浓。
Although Mr. Yuo's calligraphy is too showy,
过于纵横。
Too reckless,
过于飘渺。
Too vague,
但始终是自己的语言形式。
But it always remains in its own form of language.
自己的衣裳装扮是真实自然的所在。
Wearing your own clothes is a natural and authentic expression of yourself.
跟汤某人的古人衣冠装模作样。
Replicating the ancient attire of someone named Kang.
根本是两回事。
It's a completely different matter.
绘画呢，别说跟齐白石去比了。
When it comes to painting, let alone comparing it to Kai Baishi.
就是跟齐派的徒子徒孙比都差得很远。
It's completely different from the descendants of the Kai family.
虽然他对标齐白石给自己起了个鲁赤水的名号。
Although he gave himself the nickname Lu Kai Shui in reference to Lu Shai.
但总觉得笔墨鲁莽，技法赤贫。
But I always feel that calligraphy and painting are equally important.
格调很水。
The style is weak and bland.
充其量就是一个绘画爱好者。
He is a painting enthusiast.
根本没有创作、创造的本领、造型。
There is no innate talent or creativity in the field of design.
没基础，画的花鸟。
Flowers and birds without basic skills.
连生动准确的。
Vivid and accurate.
都谈不上，这个人。
None of them.
他可是真敢扮大家。
He's really bold in pretending to be everyone.
我不知道是不是之前地下工作搞多了。
I don't know if I've been doing too much underground work before.
办这办那办成习惯了。
I've been doing this for a long time.
自己都当真了。
Take it seriously.
他充其量就是有旧文人的雅号品性。
At most, he just has the refined tastes and manners of an old scholar.
论书画
Discussing books and paintings.
他钻研探索的还远不够深入。
He still needs to delve deeper into his research and exploration.
一些旧文人的习气
Some old-fashioned habits of the ancients.
倒是沾了不少狂妄。
I've also picked up a lot of arrogance,
贪婪
greed,
自私狭隘
selfish and narrow-minded.
这些反而都继承得很好。
These are all inherited well.
在特殊年代里
in special times,
借身份之便
taking advantage of the opportunity,
大肆搜敛文人学者的藏书、文物、古迹。
Plunder and pillage the collections of scholars and intellectuals, including ancient books and cultural relics.
自己号称雅贼
Self-proclaimed as a thief.
随意用自己的破字
Use whatever scraps you have.
在古物上提拔落款
Inscriptions on artifacts.
幸灾乐祸之余
After the misfortune,
尽显奸人本色。
Show the true nature of a strong person.
他最近一张刻戟篆书大轴拍了很多钱。
He recently wrote a large number of self-discipline seals, which were very popular.
我想此人他果真刻戟自律。
I think this person is truly self-disciplined and restrained.
也不至于形成他的阴狠人格和毒害四方、臭名昭著的人生轨迹。
It didn't necessarily lead to the formation of his cruel personality and the infamous life trajectory of poisoning and harming others.
他追求的古雅文化和他的黑恶世界就像一幕荒唐至极的戏剧一样。
He pursued the elegant culture and his evil world, which were like a ridiculously absurd drama.
魔鬼的心灵
Devil's soul
天使的外衣
Angel's cloak
我真不知道欣赏和拔高他书画作品的人
I really don't know what people who appreciate and promote his calligraphy and painting are doing.
你们究竟能从他的破字烂画和黑暗人生中感悟到什么
？What can you actually gain from his broken words and dark life？
又学习到什么
？What have I learned？
简直就是时代的笑话
！This is simply a joke of the times。
点击视频左下方购买。
Click buy on the left bottom of the video。